I took apart a hornet's nest after my brother had sprayed it with heavy chemicals. In pursuit of the natural world, I cut a swath, a giant lifting boards and logs, uncovering sleeping animals or embryonic mice, worms, snakes, salamanders, all call me an asshole. Today, cast iron cooking stove pulled up from the basement, pinball and bubblegum machine filled with crumbling candy. Tonight, perhaps more Dorothy Podbear's belongings, a wooden storage chest from below the street level, earthy and soft. The color in the dark is dark, caramel and full of the earth's products. Like the rats who live below us, a nightshade of dark, unrotten yet full of the rot of newspapers, my contribution. I collect ephemera and revisit it gleaming when I'm alone, making lists and piles by color or subject or time. Taking apart the nest, all in their beds of gray, I had to know, and then I had nothing. Clumps of paper and the dead in their paper beds. Hundreds, and my brother was mad. Yet this does not prevent me from asking what is inside the trunk on the street. Picture postcards, soft porn, or hard sex toys. Looking at the ground, the tatters of the nest I destroyed, but how else could I know the nature of physical objects and of my body? I, a physical object, ask what's inside, a collection of swallowed needles, fish hooks, and pennies. For a long time, looking in, gazing, trying to know the nature of the physical, like the man who could balance jagged sea rocks one on top of another, he could know an object and if those boulders should be stacked as steady as plates or as delicately as a house of cards. I, a physical object, reading Anatomy, 1924, colored plates, diagrams with overlays. It is good that I saved these thick books, each one a doorstopper on female anatomy and child care from the time of paper and print. Colored plates to lift and reveal, each plate like a candy pop, taking you further, dissolving layers until you reach the baby soft center. Diagrams like this one, see?